do it. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 8:15. Brock Hunter.
Swear to God, I will pistol whip the next person
who says that word. Barbara, what's that restaurant you like with all the goofy stuff on the wall?
You mean Shenanigans?
Whoa! Anyway, today, it's already starting off kind of crappy. I was hoping it wouldn't rain. I left the pop-up open. I was just going to close it down today, so now I got to deal with it. Damn it.
You better pop it down.
I know. You pop it down. Pop you down.
Pipe down.
Hey, pipe down. Today, chance for rain continuing this morning. That should clear up. Sunshine, hopefully, this afternoon, high of 80. Tonight, cloudy, more chance of rain, low of 68. Saturday, cloudy, chance of rain, high of 78. Sunday, more thunderstorms, 75.
You know how I knew it was going to rain today?
How?
100%. I could have told you last week it was going to rain today. You know why?
Because I'm going camping?
No. Close. There's a parade today.
Oh, yeah. It's like rain.
What's the old phrase? Rain on your parade or something? What is it?
Well, yeah,
raining on you. It's true because it
don't
happens.
Rain on my parade. Yeah,
it happens every year.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime there's something, it was nice last year. Last year was gorgeous.
Yeah,
for the
you're right. It was.
Yeah.
It's like the one time in 80 years.
First time the parade didn't get rained on. So that's your forecast. Hopefully it'll dry up and we'll have a nice Memorial Day. We'll see. We'll see. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
This story is kind of sweet. There is a class in Illinois at a retirement home, and it's called Selfie School. Selfie School. And it's for old people learning how to take selfies.
So everybody take out your camera. We'll help you. We'll help you.
I don't take selfies that much.
I like to think I'm better looking.
And we really wanted to kind of bridge that gap between seniors and social media. They're used to photo studios that are sit here against this background and hold perfectly still, right? Where now they can come in and experience in full, vivid color.
Do you want to go in and take a picture in there?
Yeah.
I love the enthusiasm.
Basically, the stretch of their imagination.
It's been fun. Quite an experience. I didn't know what to expect, and that's the fun part.
Bring them together so that the seniors could have an opportunity to say, look at this cool photo I got, and this was super fun.
There is that gap, though. That's the interesting part, is that...
It's so funny.
I don't think my dad has ever take a selfie.
Oh, my God.
Now, he's 62, and there's just no need for it. But there are some old people, the older generation, that has embraced the selfie. There really has. They've learned to just take the selfies and are getting into it.
Just imagine your 86-year-old grandma taking a selfie in Snapchat, but she's got the filter on. She looks like she's like 22.
Got the dog face filter. What are you doing, Grandma?
She's looking hot. Damn, Grandma, you're looking good.
I like to think I'm better looking.
Play it again.
Sweet old lady.
I like to think I'm better looking.
I love it.
Which is also kind of sad. She takes a selfie. She's like,
I like to think I'm better looking.
Better looking. Why? It's hilarious. I want to be there.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with these old people.
Think about it now, though, too.
They sound so happy.
What has Snapchat really brought apart? Or brought to light? Nude photos.
Yeah.
So now think about when we're in old folks' homes.
Oh,
is it just going to be a bunch of old people?
Oh, yeah.
Snapchatting nude photos of each other back and forth? Was that a picture of a leather bag? No, that's me, you dummy. Oh.
I thought I'd be better looking.
I like to think I'm better looking.
WTF